Jack Nicholson stars in the new movie about Schmidt, loosely based on a novel by Louis Begley. It's directed by Alexander Payne and written by Jim Taylor. The two also collaborated on the films Citizen Ruth and Election. Film critic John Powers says it's been years since he's seen Jack Nicholson this good.
Whenever Hollywood makes a comedy about the so-called flyover states, I usually wind up cringing. These movies nearly always turn locals into quaint or disdainful cartoons, rather like the Southerners in the hit movie Sweet Home Alabama. That's one reason I'm so fond of Alexander Payne's About Schmidt, my favorite American movie this year. Although it isn't shy about mocking the foibles of ordinary Midwesterners, this heartbreaking new film has the emotional richness you found in the great Italian and Eastern European comedies of the 1960s, in which comedy and tragedy walked arm in arm. Jack Nicholson stars in what must surely be the least Nicholsonian role of his career. He's Warren Schmidt, an Omaha actuary whose wife Helen dies shortly after his retirement. After briefly falling apart, Schmidt clambers into his huge Winnebago adventurer and hits the road in search of something. He visits his childhood home and his old college frat house, and finally heads to Denver for the wedding of his disaffected daughter Jeannie. That's the actress Hope Davis. Jeannie's marrying a dim-bulb waterbed salesman named Randall, played by Dermot Mulroney, who sports a genuinely terrifying mullet. Once in Denver, Schmidt meets Randall's quasi-hippie-ish clan, headed by his loud, gregarious mother Roberta, who's exuberantly played by Kathy Bates. Schmidt would like to stop what he sees as a misguided marriage, but he doesn't want to further alienate Jeannie, whose irritation with him is apparent when they discuss her mother's funeral back in Omaha.
Dad?
Hmm?
Why did you get such a cheap casket?
What?
I could tell you got the cheapest casket. Everybody could.
Oh, that is not true. That is not true. I specifically did not choose, as you say, the cheapest casket. There was one less expensive which they showed me, and I refused it.
You mean a pine box?
Well, I don't remember what it was.
She waited on you hand and foot. Couldn't you have splurged on her just once?
Hey, what are you talking about? What about the Winnebago out there? What do you call that? That's an expensive vehicle. I didn't want to get it, but I did. That was completely your mother's idea.
She told me she had to pay for like half of it. She said she had to sell some of her stock or something to pay for it.
Well, that was her decision. I was willing to go as far as the Mini Winnie, but no, she had to have the Adventurer. She wanted the whole shebang. What was I supposed to do? Tell her she couldn't? Was her money. No. You can't call me to task on that one. Mm-mm.
The film's director, Alexander Payne, was born in Omaha, and all three of his films have been set there. He's the Cornhusker cineast laureate. As one who came of age in that same city, I can attest to Payne's uncannily accurate feel for the place, the drabness of the light, the deceptive visual blandness of its neighborhoods, and the constant workings of social class. Be it the ambition of poor girl Tracy Flick in the great comedy Election, or the stolidly middle-class Schmidt being horrified that Randall's declassé family would hold a wedding rehearsal dinner at Tony Roma's and frame Randall's diploma for passing a 2-week course in electronics. Payne and his screenwriting partner Jim Taylor have a marvelous eye for social comedy, and About Schmidt is bursting with terrific gags about Hummel figurines, toilet etiquette in a Winnebago, and the surprises of middle-aged randiness. Still, there's a profoundly bleak undercurrent to Schmidt's story, especially in the letters he writes to a 6-year-old Tanzanian foster child he began supporting after seeing a TV commercial. Each time Schmidt begins reading Dear Ndugu, the audience cracks up. Not only because these words sound intrinsically funny, but because they promise revelation. Schmidt actually shows more of his bottled-up anger, fear, and loneliness to the African child than he does to anyone he really knows. The movie's core of melancholy is beautifully conveyed by Jack Nicholson, who gives what's easily his best performance in at least 2 decades. It's always been part of Nicholson's vanity that he's not vain like Warren Beatty or Robert Redford. He's willing to appear fat, flat-faced, and ordinary. Here, he gives Schmidt the staring detachment found in so many fathers of that generation, including my own. His gaze is at once observant, judgmental, and slightly perplexed, as if he's looking for a transcendence so ineffable that he himself isn't really sure he's looking for it. While on the road, Schmidt stops at a museum dedicated to the pioneers and feels that, compared to the courage of these men and women with their covered wagons, he's nothing, a coward. But in fact, this retired insurance man is a kind of modern pioneer whose mini odyssey in his Winnebago bespeaks a quiet heroism of its own. All alone, Schmidt is confronting the most daunting of questions. How do we invest life with some sense of purpose? What keeps us going in the shadow of death? About Schmidt offers one answer in the exquisitely ironic final scene, in which everything comes together, the journey, the search for meaning, even the letters to Ndugu. Payne builds the whole movie to a final close-up, a moment of surpassing emotional brilliance by Nicholson. It makes us feel the wrenching solitude of Schmidt's life, yet offers an unexpected glimpse of hope, a brief intimation that there's more to his life than just himself. And in this brief moment of release, we are meant to understand that this movie isn't only about Schmidt.
John Powers is film critic and columnist for LA Weekly.